Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Keisha Bird, the brand leader with Emerald, the hosting company for BDNY, which is the Boutique Design New York hospitality show. Keisha, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm excited to be traveling to New York this weekend for the annual BDNY show. This show kicks off, as far as the exhibit part, kicks off on Sunday and runs through Monday. It's an annual event that's held at the Javits Center, and it's one of the top shows focused on hospitality and lodging. The reason that it's so successful is being in New York, it's closer to the brands where they can come. I'm talking about the Marriotts and Hiltons and ISG. It's close to them. It's also around some of the big designers who can come. So it attracts property owners, buying groups, designers, and suppliers. Is that right?
Correct. We are anticipating over 10,000 qualified attendees or more this year. So BDNY is still trending to have another successful year.
You know, I think last year you had 9,000, so that's a good percentage increase. It actually, for you, kicks off tonight. You have an awards gala, and then on Monday night, you have the Key Awards. So this is going to be a strong 4 days for you.
Yes, tonight is the Platinum Circle Award, where we will induct four of our lifetime honorees into the Platinum Circle for Hospitality Design Magazine. And then Monday is the Gold Key Awards. It's the 44th annual. We will honor the design teams and project owners of 24 categories and the Boutique 18. So yeah, both award shows are sold out currently. So we're really excited to honor all these amazing projects and people throughout the weekend.
We should mention the hospitality market for just a second. It's kind of a mixed bag. The upper end price points are doing really well. As a matter of fact, the price paid per room on the upper end has gone up considerably. And as far as new construction, the market is flat. It's still steady, but it's flat.
Correct. We are hearing that there's a mix of emotions in the industry. So some people, you know, say they have a lot of work, need to hire more people. Others are a little hesitant and nervous about their project pipeline for the current year. So we're seeing a mix of reviews from the industry.
You know, there's design standards that these brands have, and they try to hold these property owners to these standards, and they let them relax a little bit during COVID, and then interest rates came up. So it's been a struggle for some of these brands to keep these properties up to their standards, right?
Yeah, correct. We'll just have to see where the next year takes us and hope we see an uptick in new builds.
So Floor Focus covered this market in our November issue, which will be at the show. So our listeners should be sure and pick that up. So tell us the highlights of the show, what you're excited about.
Here we have 150,000 square foot, and that's 750 booths. So it's about the same size as the show last year. We're trying to maintain the size, keep it boutique. But we are launching a new pavilion area called Dine and Design. This is hopefully the extension of BDNY into potentially a new trade fair over the course of the next several years. It'll focus on food and beverage design and everything front of house. So we have a designer, Jessica Jadari. She has designed a space called Cafe Hue. So that is something that you definitely want to check out while you're at the show. We have 40 conference sessions that will be taking place in the main stage and the BDNY hub throughout the 2 days. Those range from CapEx, wellness and sustainability, focusing in on the brands. So there's just a lot happening on the floor, along with our signature four design spaces, which are the networking areas spread throughout the show floor. This year, we have four design firms. They are Blur Workshop, Baskerville, Curioso, and Parker Torres that have designed these beautiful spaces. So you'll definitely want to check them out while you're walking the floor.
Yeah, let me comment on that. The traditional component of the show, you have these four design firms that put together these lounge areas. And several of the big supplier groups go in and bring their finishes into these areas. And it's eye candy in a big sort of way.
100%. They are the signature look to BDNY and kind of what it defines it from, you know, other competitors. It creates a mood on the floor.
One of the reasons I like to go to this show is because of that first word in your name, boutique. You make sure that the booths aren't too big, but you can get from one end of the show to the other And then you have these big hospitality areas where you can see real life examples of how these products work. This show is an inspiration. People who go to hotels, you know, take for instance those lighted mirrors that you see in bathrooms. Those were first introduced in hotels, and now you see them in homes around the world. Several of the finishes you see at this show are launched later, and you see them in home environments, right?
Yeah, so a lot of companies will be launching products this weekend. We also have a product competition where we have a panel of judges that will be walking the floor, and then we'll be honoring the best in each specific product category. Lots of inspiration, lots of new products, lots to see, so it should be a great weekend.
Okay, Keisha, well, appreciate you spending time with our listeners and telling us about this exciting show that starts on Sunday. Again, been talking to Keisha Bird, the brand leader for Emerald, that hosts the BDNY show, and you've been listening to Camp R and FloridaAlley.net.